Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to start a new series, and the next few days and weeks we'll be teaching on the good fight of faith. If you want to know what is required to walk and fight this good fight of faith that Paul was talking to Timothy about, just stay with us and listen, and we will tell you and teach you how this thing works. At the end of the program, you'll hear some numbers of how to get this teaching free in its entirety.
Yes, the child is still cursed, but we can get that broken, get that taken care of. Yes, ma'am.
The question I want to ask, okay, I understand out of wedlock, okay, what if the situation was that a person was raped, but at the same time conceived a child? And down through that, in the old days when the parents felt like you had to marry that person without, so you don't bring that disgrace on the family, that was done. But through the process, this son has a lot of problems, but the mother is saved and she's walking upright with the Lord and believe that she has come against that spirit and have cursed that spirit and sent it back to hell and command it to be broken by the power and authority that works in her. Is that son set free?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. Whenever a mother... Now, when you do this now, you must do this by faith. You must take God's word. We've had so many examples here today. And because this is a routine thing. I'm going to tell you that in the church, if the church were to get a hold of what the word of God says, there's one thing for sure you will stop doing. And that's sinning. I'm going to tell you, we have not realized the importance of not sinning. Because I was taught in the church denomination I was raised up in all my life, I'm just an old unworthy sinner. You know, you're going to sin all day, every day, and there's nothing you can do about it. But I'm going to tell you, I've learned that's not what this book I read says. This book I read says, I now become the righteousness of God in Christ. I was saved by grace through faith. It was a gift of God. But no man could boast, but he said, now that I've got saved and all my sins were redeemed or remitted under the cross, I am now to walk holy before God and not sin. I mean, it's all over the book. It's all over the book. When you start really reading it, you'll see the importance. As a child of God, you're supposed to act like a child of God. You're not supposed to go out. The Lord clearly says in His Word, to whomever you yield yourself, to him you will be his servants, whether to righteousness, which leads to life, or whether to sin, which leads to death. You can be a child of God and yield yourself to the devil. And guess what it's going to bring?
Yeah.
Death. Absolutely right. It's going to bring forth death. Now then, just like I told Cheryl Anderson, when she came to our healing school in June a year ago, Cheryl was a woman that comes to the church all the time, and when Cheryl learned that she had had an incurable disease for 30 years, had lived miserably, having no knowledge of what brought it on, and after a healing school, she came up and she said, Thurman, I now know why I'm sick. I said, why? She said, when I was 24 years old, she said, I was married to a man, and he and I couldn't make it. We got a divorce, and while I was divorced, I started going with a man, and first thing you know, he was a divorced man. First thing you know, me and him wound up in bed together. And she said, I got an incurable disease. She said, I've had it 30 years. She said, I now know what caused it. I sinned. So she said, Lord, will you please forgive me? She said, I'm so sorry that I sinned against you. With tears, she poured her heart out to God. She said, Lord, would you please forgive me? I said, and he does. 1 John 1:9, what does the Lord clearly say? That if you confess your sins, I am... and restore us to fellowship. I said, now then, the devil has no longer legal right to you. I reached up and laid my hands on her shoulders. I said, in the name of Jesus, you devil of hell, I command you to come out of it and go to the pit of hell. I said, according to Mark 16:17-18, I said, now she'll be healed in the name of Jesus. And guess what happened to her instantly? She was healed. That's exactly right. And that woman's come to this church ever since. I mean, several of you have heard her give her testimony. She's on fire for Jesus. And I made a statement one day. I even had her on my radio show with me one day. And I said, Cheryl, I want people to know what causes this. There's so many people living in sexual immorality out there. I said, if you had a thought for a second that when you went to bed with a boy out of wedlock, you were going to get an incurable demon that was going to torment you for the next 30 years of your life, I said, I guess you would have thought at least twice before you went to bed with him. She said, what do you mean? There would have been no thinking to it. She said, I would have never done something like that if I knew I was fixing to get an incurable demon for 30 years. She's a smart girl, wasn't she? Smart girl. Now, if more of us would tell our people these truths, there wouldn't be so many of those young people or old people. I mean, there's people that, I mean, in the church. I mean, I see people all the time in the church living together out of wedlock. Divorcing their husbands and their wives like, I mean, you know, well, I tried him on like a shirt and I didn't like him, so I lived with him a year, so I'm going to kick him out and give me another one. That's not God's way, is it? No, not hardly. But see, we need to realize there's a consequence to these things. Now then, if you want to be sick, all you got to do is just sin. The devil will oblige you. Now, if you don't want to be sick, and you want to be guaranteed you can walk the rest of your life with no sickness and disease, you know what the requirements are? Walk holy before God. Learn His Word, and I guarantee if you walk in obedience to God's Word and not walk in sin and do what God says in His Word, and you learn how to fight this fight of faith, you won't never have to spend a day in a hospital in your life. I'm telling you, it has worked for me for the last 20 years. It didn't work for me the first 40 years of my life, but it has the last, well, it's actually 45. But the last 20 years worked well. Now, what made the difference? I realized how easy it was to sin. Do you know that anything you do that's not of faith or come to the Word of God is sin? Anything. It is so easy to sin. So you must learn what the Word says. Now then, if you were born out of wedlock, or if you're anywhere in this criteria, if you have children, like the question was asked back there a while ago, if you have children that live with somebody out of wedlock and conceived a child and brought that child in, and you now have custody of that child, and that child's living in your house, and you're the spiritual authority over that child, you can take that child, you can claim Galatians 3, 13, 14, 15, and 16 over that child, and then you can rebuke the devil over that child and demand the devil get his hands off that child. But be ready to stay there on a regular basis, because if a child grows that demon, he's going to come back and torment that child. When that demon comes back and starts telling that child, you know, you need to go out and commit adultery. You're going to have to, it's going to have to be strongly taught to that child. If it's not strongly taught to that child will listen to the wrong voice. Because when you get to be 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, and you're out somewhere, and there's a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old boy, and the two of you get to the right place at the right time, and maybe in your house or somewhere else, that demon will start talking to both of you. And it's so easy for the two of you, even as young people, I am now learning from people that there's kids out there that's 7 and 8 years old that are already having sexual relationships. It's becoming a common thing. But I guess why not? You go home to go to one of these people's houses, you walk in, and there's some of the worst movies I ever saw in my life with bedroom scenes and everything else, and there's 5, 6, 7, 8 year old kids watching this junk. What do you expect them to do? They're going to be tempted by this stuff. When I was that age, I mean, we didn't have television. But when I was 10 years old, do you think I ever thought about sex? Absolutely. Sure. I knew what it was. I knew what it was. Is there a man in here that was when he was 10 years old didn't know what sex was? No. Not a single one of you. Every one of you know. I'm going to tell you that from a man, if you're a normal man, from the time you're about 8 years old to you're 25 years old, the first thing that's on your mind all the time is sex. I'm telling you, that's true. And you guys know I'm telling the truth. Absolutely. That's just the way it is. You and about half of you girls, that's right.
I just want to confirm something that Thurman is saying, because my son, my youngest son was born out of wedlock. And what you were just saying, that demon would try to come back to him. Now, I know the Word of God, and through here and I began to break the curses off of my son. And then at school, the girls started coming to him with that. And because we talk all the time, he started telling me about what was going on and how the girls wanted him to have sex. And he's just, he's 13, are you 13? The 14. And he was telling me about this. And I sat down with him in the Word of God and showed him that he already knew this. But when he began to tell me about it, I reiterated to him, and he listened to me, and I would go over the scriptures. And I showed him the scriptures. I said, next time you tell that girl, I said, you tell him the scripture. It's better to marry than to burn. And he was like, oh, Mom. But see, the thing about it is, like Thurman said, that demon will try to come back to that child. And if you're not strong or have strong parents to show you and teach you, they can't fall to that temptation. But see, now it doesn't even bother him, because like Thurman said, sex is everywhere now. In the schools and the children now, it's just, you know, they start at 9 and 10. But I just want to reiterate what he's saying is so true, because I have broke the curses and repented and everything and broke the curses off of him, but that demon tried to come to him through other girls and wanted him to do that, and he wouldn't do it. And because we stood on the Word of God and I showed him the Word of God, he knew that that is right, and it doesn't.
Amen. That's what you have to do. You have to stand strong, and if you have a child that is born out of wedlock, I can assure you it will be a tremendous battle all through that child's life, because those demons will continue to come back to attack those young people's mind to try to get them to fall in sin. I'm telling you, we are fighting against an invisible host of spirits that Paul told us about. We do not fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies that is controlled by their master prince, Satan. And the thing you've got to know, that master prince, Satan, has been completely defeated and destroyed and disarmed totally and completely by our King. So we do not have to yield to him no more. But until you learn that you have to repent and you have to take authority over a demon. And I don't know how many people I've seen healed in my life that had been prayed for by all kinds of ministries and could never get healed. And whenever they would come to me, I would ask them if they'd ever been through a deliverance and had the demon cast out. And they said, demon cast out? I said, yeah, that's what, if you've been prayed for and prayed for and prayed for and nothing happened, you've got to get rid of the demon. That's like this little woman down in Manny, Louisiana.
We're going to have to stop right there today on the teaching, but we'll start there again tomorrow. We invite you to join us again tomorrow to hear the continuation of the Good Fight of Faith. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact our ministry center at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or go to the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. And there you can order these teachings as well as many other teachings free and postpaid. We would love to send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He is God and Lord of all. And we praise Him and thank Him for the privilege to teach His Word.